Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It is a terrific Tuesday. It is You Better You Bet. It is Nick Costos. It is Ken Barkley. And it's you here with us on the BetQL Network, sponsored for the next 2 hours by our friends over at Hyundai, and simulcast for the next 2 hours by our friends over at Stadium. And it's going to be a badass 2 hours of wagertainment coming your way. Rob Pozzola will join us in 20 minutes, talking all things betting in the NHL postseason. Rob from the Hammer and the Circles Off podcast, pro bettor Rob Pozzola coming up in 20 minutes. Former NFL head coach Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, joins us in 40 minutes, getting us set to bet the National Football League draft. John Daigle next hour as well. Just released a mock draft from our friends over at Establish the Run. John Daigle stops by in 60 minutes. So amazing guests joining us over the course of the next 2 hours. And Ken and I will get back to the NBA postseason following an unbelievable slate last night that also featured the Cavs and Magic in a game that felt like a Saturday, like Big 12 affair in January compared to the other two games last night. And we will give you thoughts on the NHL postseason as well. Final hour, power hour, will feature all our bets for tonight. But joining us right now to kick off the fun and frivolity here in our stadium 2 hours on this Tuesday, three-time NBA champion, newly minted Odyssey Sports NBA insider, and a graduate of St. Mary's High School on Long Island, where my sister went to high school. I think they went there at the same time, which is pretty funny. My sister went to St. Mary's. So did Danny Green, who joins us here now on the show on Twitter at @dgreen underscore 14. Danny, good to talk to you, my man. Just got to pay the sponsors here. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, which, of course, is equipped or adventure. Danny, we sincerely appreciate you joining us right now. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet. How's it going?
Good, good. Appreciate you guys having me. Wasn't sure the mic is good. You can hear me well?
Yeah, we can get your mic squared away. I think you sound fine, Danny. I think you probably heard what we were talking about.
Sister went to St. Mary's. Who's your sister?
My sister is Katie Costos is her name.
Okay, I think that might not. She went to the same year as I went?
She's born in 86. So she graduated high school in, 2004? Yeah.
Yeah, she's a year older. So maybe, I don't know. You know, it's a small school, but maybe by faith. But that's awesome, man. Small world.
And I guess I should point out here that I have, 17 family members who went to North Carolina, and I also love you. Let's cut a bunch of highlights of you ripping up the Duke Blue Devils, which was pretty awesome. So, like, a poster dunk that you had one time, which was pretty cool. I want to ask you about the Lakers and Nuggets. Danny, obviously, you have a lot of familiarity and experience with LeBron, the Lakers, and I just, 10 straight losses seems inexplicable. It seems how could this possibly happen? And I know Denver's really good, but it happened again last night. Lakers up huge. Jamal Murray hits the shot. They win the game. Like what do you see when you watch these Nuggets-Lakers game? There have been 10 of them, and the Nuggets have won all of them despite the Lakers playing really well in some of them. How do you explain this losing streak?
Yeah, man. First and foremost, man, tell your family, I thank them for raising you the right way, and they're great people for being Tar Heels.
I appreciate that.
But, watching these games, it's tough. I think it's good. It's more of a mental thing than anything, a mental hump. And, Denver's just a really good team, and they have their number. They have Lakers' number. I think throughout the seasons, there's been ups and downs and injuries and stuff like that, so it's hard to even take regular season and compare it to postseason. But from last postseason, this postseason, D'Angelo played really well last night, but they're not getting enough guys to have a great night together. It's like, oh, D'Lo played well one night, Austin might play well. LeBron AD plays solid most nights. Sometimes AD might not have a game. So it's like You got to have them all clicking at the right time. To beat a great team like that, you got to have everybody clicking, because they're going to have nights where they have Aaron Gordon show up, MPJ show up, and Jamal Murray outside of Jokic consistently. Those guys are going to give you something. KCP will give you something. Like, their starting five is a plus whatever because they're so good and consistent. So you're going to need consistent minutes from your bench and your other guys production-wise when it comes to outside of Bron and AD. And it's just very up and down. And 20-point loss, man, that's tough because it seems like it's a mental hump. They just kind of stop scoring. You got to continue to keep scoring. AD had a great first half. Fourth quarter was rough for him. They just need to keep guys keep in rhythm and going. And D'Angelo had a great first half and third quarter. Got to keep find ways to get those other guys in rhythm.
Since North Carolina got brought up, I won't bring up the Alabama game in the NCAA tournament. Also, like, what the hell happened? I had Carolina. That would have been great if Carolina had won the game. We'll move on. Danny, you know LeBron and AD pretty well. Do you think they feel defeated? Like, what's the mindset now after, like, another gut punch loss to Denver, down 2-0 in the series?
Like, I watched all the games yesterday, and I'm two deflating games. I'm sure Philly was very deflated, but Lakers, I think, even bigger at loss. You know what I'm saying? A bigger gut punch, like you said, because of how much they were up and lost and how well they were playing. Mentally, I think after a game like that, you got to feel, like, defeated. You got to find ways to get it back, though. And that takes maturity. And those guys have been in the league long enough. They know. Bron's been in the league long enough. He knows he's been down 0-2 before and be able to come back in a series and win a series down 3-1. He's pretty much the only person to ever do it that we've seen alive. I don't know if there's anybody else. Obviously, Jamal Murray. Denver's done it 3-1 a couple times. But he's done it in the finals. So they know what it takes. But said mentally and emotionally, that is defeating. But you have the right group to bounce back and the right coaching staff. It starts with that, all the way from the front office down to the last player on the bench. Everybody's got to have that belief system and that positive energy that we can turn this thing around. And there's nobody better than LeBron to instill that in his guys and AD. So they're going to need that from those guys. And everybody's got to follow suit. You know, D'Lo's got to keep his confidence up. Austin Reeves got to, find it. Rui's got to find it. Guys at the bench, Gabe Vincent, Spencer Dinwiddie, Torian Prince, those guys got to find ways to contribute, even though they're getting little minutes. Like, it's tough to do it in such a short time. But all those plays, 50-50 balls of diving on those balls, scrapping, steals, rebounds, and maybe a bucket or two here and there, those things matter when it comes to beating a team like Denver. So hopefully they can mentally bounce back from this one. But that was a tough, mentally draining game for them.
Danny, I want to ask you about kind of like the officiating and what you see now, because, D'Angelo Russell talked about this a little bit. The Sixers filed a formal grievance with the NBA about the officiating in the first two games. And I mean, I'm sure, like, we're just kind of like sports fans, right? Bettors, like, we didn't play anything close to professional basketball. But even we're used to watching, like 140, 130 NBA games the last 5-6 years. And you're kind of used to playing in games that were officiated that way. Yeah. And now you see what's happening in this postseason. Like, give us an idea, because we never played. Give us an idea. Like, when you watch how these games are called now, like no fouls, like clotheslines at the basket, that kind of stuff. Like, how much different is it really as somebody who played?
It's a difference, man. I said the biggest thing that we have issues with when it's not consistent. I enjoy the physicality. I think most guys do. Some guys don't get the benefit of the doubt. Some guys do. Some guys you can be physical with. Some guys you can't be because there's, quote unquote superstars. Like, some guys can get the fouls they want. Some guys can't. You let this guy get mugged and this guy, like, when it's inconsistent is when we have an issue with it. I don't like the flopping much. That's one thing I've expressed is it's hard to watch the game, especially when it's that physical and guys are flopping, trying to bait the refs into fouls. And some of those fouls, like, were unbelievable. Some of the fouls they overturned, it's like, how are you getting this wrong? Some of them that they missed, they're like, what is going on here? Like, why the hell is this overturned? How did you miss this? Like, especially this crucial moment in the game. But like they said, people talk about it being up 20, man, you have a lot of leeway of missing some calls, missing mistakes. Like, you got to, ultimately it comes down to you guys. Even if the ref misses calls, they can't miss 20. Like, they got to miss 10 to 15 calls for it to really be like, all right, we got screwed. Two or three calls. Okay. I understand. And that could cost you a game. But what happens to the other 10 possessions you guys, 6 or 8 possessions that you guys missed out on that you could have taken advantage of? You got to find ways to score. You got to find ways to get stopped. There's no excuse for that. But, it is tough to watch. It is tough to play in when you feel like you're being given the short end of the stick. But I enjoy the physicality. I enjoy watching. I love it. Just keep it consistent. If you're going to let the guys play, let us play. You're saying don't call the ticky-tack foul here for this guy and then let him play because this guy has the ball and he's a no-name,
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know if like Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid would agree with that assessment today. You better, you've got Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. We're talking the NBA playoffs. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, three-time NBA champion, Danny Green. Danny on Twitter at DGreen_14. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features. How about this? Like available H-Track all-wheel drive and, of course, wow. the standard third H-track. Row seating. Yeah, got to have
like
the H-Track. Yeah, much better than a normal track. Danny, you last played with the Sixers, so I know you're very familiar with this team. Joel Embiid saying after last night's game that they're still going to win the series. Do you agree with him?
Who's going to win the series?
That the Sixers are going to beat the Knicks.
Yeah, Embiid.
I don't. I mean, of course he should. He's supposed to think so. Right. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they can extend it for sure. I think they can even it up and go to 6 or 7 game series, but ultimately I think, you know, the Knicks would have to lose 4 straight or 4 out of the next 5. I don't see Philly getting the 4 games before the Knicks get 2 more, you know, and especially if they go back to the Garden at some point. But the Knicks, they're a really good team, man. They know how to rebound. They know how to gut it out. They make the plays. And Jalen Brunson hasn't been playing his best basketball. You know, mind you, I said Philly, Joel and Tyrese have played really good. Some of their best basketball, the others haven't, you know, played their best basketball. So I'm assuming the others will play better at home. But when Jalen Brunson wakes up, man, you're in a lot of trouble, especially those because they're winning games without him. And OG hasn't really done a bunch of stuff, and their bench has been decent. But if that man wakes up and actually plays in his rhythm and efficiency, they're doing a great job of him. Take nothing away from Kelly Oubre, Nick Batum, all those guys using their length and making it difficult for him. But he's going to figure out at some point, and he's going to get going. And if he does, when he does, it's going to be real trouble for Philly. And I can't see him having bad games, like 4 games straight, you know?
Danny, I want to ask you about the other Western Conference series. We have a couple resuming tonight. We have the resuming tomorrow, obviously, too. We're kind of trying to figure out, like, Nick and I really like Denver. We bet Denver to win the West. We bet them to win the title. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really good, obviously. We're just trying to figure out, all right, in the Western Conference, Suns, Timberwolves, Clippers, Mavericks, Thunder, maybe the Pelicans. If Denver gets by the series, like, is there a team in the bracket on Denver's side that you think could give them, like, a really compelling 7-game series, maybe upset them, but at least, like, give them a big test, ask a lot of questions? Do you think there's a team in the West, aside from the Lakers, obviously, that could do that?
To give Denver the test? I like more Minnesota, man. If Cat gets his rhythm back, you know, I think those two big match up with Jokic pretty well. The Gobert-Cat, one could play weak side, one could guard him, body him up, and they use their length to give him problems. And if Ant Edwards, they have other guys step up, like Nickeil Alexander, Walker, Slow-Mo, like their guys come with the bench, I think they can give him trouble. So that's the only other team that I see. You know, OKC New Orleans is going to be a hell of a series. And also, depending on what that Clippers Dallas series looks like, I don't know who's going to be healthy for the Clippers, but if Kawhi gets healthy, that's another team that could be. But if he doesn't, Dallas those one of the teams out of those two groups can be a hell of a matchup for anybody, whether it's in the Western Conference Finals or in the finals.
And it does look like, or I don't want to say it does look like, but it seems like Kawhi Leonard's going to play tonight for the Clippers against the Dallas Mavericks. Kawhi had shoot around earlier today. The Clippers were an underdog in the game, now about out to being a small favorite. Danny, is it as easy as saying the Boston Celtics will represent the East in the NBA Finals? And if it's not the Celtics, who do you like to come out of the East?
I mean, I think it's as easy as saying that. I mean, right now, it's theirs to lose. But the only other team that I see that can match up with them well is any of the teams that come out of this Philly-New York series. Outside of that, Milwaukee's pretty good, but without Giannis, even with Giannis, I don't see it. They're still figuring out after the trade deadline and the coaching change, they've been very shaky up and down. Cleveland and Orlando just don't have enough. So the only teams that I can see give them a run for their money is this New York-Philly series.
Danny, about like 30, 45 seconds to go here. I think a lot of people agree with you. And I like a lot of people think Boston and Denver are just going to play in the NBA Finals. These have been two of the best teams all year. Maybe that's just what it's going to be. They played really memorable regular season games against each other with Denver winning, but like close. If they play in the NBA Finals, I can tell you Boston will be a favorite in the betting market. Maybe that surprises you with Jokic. And they won last year. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Who would you pick in how many games? Boston and Denver in about 45 seconds.
I mean, watching, obviously you can't compare regular season to the playoffs, but watching regular season, it just showed me that Denver has some type of a mental edge on them as well and just more maturity. So that's why I would give the edge to Denver. I do think Boston has more talented across the board and a deeper team, but just something about them, a lot of people say makes them vulnerable. And that'd be me lack of experience or maybe coaching experience. You know, it's Joe Mazzulla's second year, maybe third year.
Second year,
Mike
yep.
Malone has a little bit, has an edge on him with that. And to those other guys, because it just, I don't know. Denver just brings a different type of tenacity where it's like you kind of, I wouldn't say fear them, but you like, you know, this is like something about Boston makes them seem a little more vulnerable than Denver. So
newly minted friend of the show, Danny Green, because we agree with you, Danny, on the Denver Nuggets against the Boston Celtics. Danny, let's close with this. Like 10 seconds to go. This does not have to be like Danny Green's best bet or anything like that. Timberwolves, like a 3-point favorite at home against the Suns tonight. Milwaukee and basically picked the winner against Indiana. And the Clippers basically picked the winner of the game against the Mavericks. Do you have like a team you really like tonight in 10 seconds here, Tuesday night in the NBA playoffs?
I mean, I like all those teams that I picked, especially Minnesota, I think for sure I'll get it done. You said Milwaukee, is that the second game?
Yep.
I like Milwaukee in the second game too, but Indiana will play better, but I like Milwaukee in that second game. And the third game was
Clippers-Mavs.
Clippers-Mavs.
That's the one I'm not sure about. It said we don't know if Kawhi is playing or not, but I think Dallas bounces back and they split in LA. So I like Dallas for this one of playing a way better game because I think Kawhi will probably sit again.
Danny, we appreciate it. Maybe we do this next week and we talk with you more as the NBA playoffs move on. Okay, great. Well,
definitely. I'm around, man. Let me know.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Absolutely.
It's because you're awesome.
4 hours a day, right?
Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Danny Green joining us on the show. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, which, of course, is equipped for adventure. Of course, obviously, with the H-Track. On the other side, speaking of H-Track, let's get some hockey bets. Rob Bazzola, Pro Sports Better, joins us next. Nick and Ken, You Better, You Bet on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.